I would first like to welcome Chef Kenny Gilbert to Travel Fun. And also, it's a special moment for him because it's his first visit to the Kodo Studios. Hi, Chef Kenny. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
How did you become so passionate about food? Tell us about your journey in the culinary world.
Well, I feel it started as a child watching my dad cook, day to day, and for friends and family while he was barbecuing for different events, and just the time spent with my father and watching him do it, he just loved everything about it. So I started off, I scrambled my first egg when I was 3 years old.
You scrambled your first egg at age three?
Yes. And the funny story about that, my mom was a designer of clothing, and she was in the basement one day, and she was designing some clothes, and she happened to have a roast in the oven. And I was just running around the kitchen and hanging out. I was, like I said, I was around 3 years old. And I just, for whatever reason, I opened up the oven door, had enough sense to grab the pot rack, the pot holder, and I opened up the oven, pulled the rack out, and back then, a lot of the towels had a little fraise at the end, and it actually started to smoke on the coils, and I ran downstairs, looked at my mom, and she could tell that I was all frazzled, and she ran upstairs and saw what I had done, and she happened to check the roast at the time, and it happened to be done. And so she said at that point in time that I was, she felt that my maturity level was pretty good. So she started teaching me my way around the kitchen.
And you have close to two decades of professional experience.
Yes.
In the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I started with I'm a graduate of the Pennsylvania Culinary Institute in Pittsburgh. And I started with the Ritz-Carlton company back in 1992, where I worked my way up to becoming the dining room chef. By 23, I was the youngest AAA Five Diamond Mobile Four-Star chef in the country running the restaurant.
At 23?
23, yes.
Oh, bravo.
Thank you. And then from there, I just, I've done many events. I've toured around the world a little bit. I've trained over in Japan. I was in Osaka, Nara, and Kyoto. I've also been over to Spain and trained with two-star Michelin chefs in Palma Mallorca and in Barcelona, Spain. And toured around France a little bit, and observed the Coupe du Monde and the Bocuse d'Or with some other chef friends of mine, and we had a great time doing it. So I've been pretty fortunate to, being involved in traveling around the world a little bit while I was with the Ritz-Carlton Company.
And here you are at Capella Telluride. That's been since last winter.
Yes, arrived here in November, and it is a beautiful, beautiful town, beautiful people, and I'm very fortunate to be here this time. Very excited.
And what sort of a culinary experience have you created up at Capella?
Well, we are looking at, with this economy and this time that we're looking at trying to create a well-balanced dining experience. Sometimes you're going to come in and want to just have that great comfort dish that reminds you of grandma or mom, or you want to kind of have the expanded experience where you can kind of indulge a little bit. So we created the Onyx concept where we categorize the cuisine as modern American cuisine with a collage of dining styles where beer meets champagne. And the idea behind that is we want you to come in and have the comfort of and a casual aspect of drinking a beer, but have the elegance of champagne. So we have anything from prime steaks and seafood to creative bistro selection of entrees and appetizers to prefix tasting menus, all the way to blind tasting menus where you just give it, just leave it in our hands, just allow us to cook.
And as with all of Capella, the decor truly is stunning and very sophisticated, so that adds a lot to a dining experience. What is your personal touch, your personal flair? How have you made it distinctly Chef Kenny Gilbert?
I think that it's based on seasoning. I think some chefs stray away from, you know, seasoning profiles, and, you know, try to just keep it almost too simple. And I try to really respect the food and kind of tie it into different cultures. So, for example, if I'm doing something that has a Thai influence, I'm really going to, you know, do everything I can to bring those flavors forward. So you'll have the galanga, the kefir lime, the different types of curries, lemongrass, fish sauce, focusing on the core. If I'm doing something Italian, you know, there'll be a lot of garlic, great olive oils, you know, fresh basil, oregano. I really just try to bring in the spices and the herbs into play to bring the food alive, as well as really trying to focus on very fresh ingredients.
You have added a whimsical note at the restaurant that I never have seen in any other restaurant, and it's this glorious candy cart, much like the dessert carts that you see at high-end restaurants in Europe. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, when I was younger, I was a swimmer and diver, you know, growing up as a kid. And there was a time that I got kicked out of the pool because I pushed the lifeguard into the pool after a dispute over a race. So I got kicked out of the pool for the summer. And my dad was really challenging me at that time and had asked, you know, I would do cleaning around the house. And he had said, he came home one day and had his big box of candy. And he says, "Here's your allowance, go make your money back." And my dad was in sales, so I didn't really get it at the time. But the whole idea was to go back and sell the candy and make some money. So I was selling Mike and Ike's and Red Hots and Hot Tamales, and it was kind of known as the kind of the candy man or candy kid in my town of in Georgetown in Euclid, Ohio. So I try to bring back those childhood favorites and those memories. So years ago, I created this cart that has kind of been traveling around with me. And I bring everything from the lemon heads to swirl pops to blow pops to all the way to, you know, beautiful truffles and pate de fouille and macaroon. So I have them from all different angles and levels. So you can just, you know, finish having a beautiful meal, a great steak, and then at the end, this cart comes around. And it has anywhere between 20 and 30 different varieties of candies, ranging from American classic confections all the way to classical French. And it kind of leaves you like, wow, this is, you know, I haven't had a Swedish redfish since I was a kid, you know. And I've had actually people actually burst out into tears because it reminds them of sitting with their grandma and their grandmother leaving, you know, and giving them a big, you know, pouch full of candy to take home with them.
And isn't that what a marvelous dining experience is about? It's about memories, not only creating them, but the memories that are conjured up in the experience. So bravo for that. I think you also told me that there is a top French chef, is it Paul Bocuse, who has done that sort of thing as well on a different level?
Yes, I mean, he has multiple carts throughout the dining experience, where you have just petit fours on one, and then other types of French confections where you have long strands of homemade marshmallow that's being cut with beautiful, you know, gold kitchen shears, and that's something that you know, is kind of benchmarked after, is that concept.
He made it okay.
Yeah, definitely.
To do it. Let's talk about the Telluride Arts Festival that's taking place here in Telluride August 15th and 16th. And certainly wine and culinary arts are a large part of this. What, you are one of the guest experts. What are you going to be doing for the festival?
Well, we're opening up the festival for some of the guest chefs on Thursday. We're doing a very special reception in our Sway Bar restaurant. And then on the 14th, we actually have a celebrity chef dinner where you have Hosea from Top Chef. He'll be doing one of the courses. We have a beautiful four-course meal prepared for that evening. Then on Saturday, we have a beautiful luncheon in our Onyx restaurant where we have a four-course tasting luncheon that's going to be beautifully prepared and paired with wines. That's around $70 per person for that event. And then we go right into the grand tasting where we'll be featuring Onyx in a Sway Bar restaurant, around the ice rink, which is now the fountain in front of the Jasper Room and Onyx Restaurant, where we'll be doing different little tastings of some of our signature items in the restaurants. And then 9545 will also be featuring some of their fare, where, you know, I'm in charge of that property as well. So that's going to be very exciting. And then to wrap it all up, that evening, we actually have the guest chefs and any other patrons that would like to come, that we have a beautiful tapas tasting going from 9 to 11 o'clock in Sway Bar to kind of wrap up the evening. And then...
Is that Sunday night?
That's still Saturday night. And then on Sunday, I'm actually doing a demonstration in Heritage Plaza. And it's kind of going over mushrooms and kind of different things you can do with mushrooms at home, and anything from portobello mushroom fries with a chipotle prickly pear aioli to confit of bison short ribs with a chanterelle potato espuma. So I'll be showing you how to prepare all these kind of delectable items paired specifically with mushrooms as we go into mushroom season.
Sounds like you are going to be ultra busy. It's probably going to be the pinnacle of your Capella experience so far.
Absolutely.
And how about one quick little recipe about, or culinary tip for amateurs at home, and perhaps regarding mushrooms?
I think the first tip, as I would teach anyone when I would do a class, would be time management. It's really about the mise en place, you know, having everything in its place. Organize your list. You know, we've all been through a situation where we were cooking the Thanksgiving dinner or the meal for our family and our friends, and all of a sudden it's like, oh man, I forgot the basil. Oh, I forgot the oregano. If you write your list out based on your recipe, do an inventory of what you have in your kitchen, you're really going to be set up for success starting off. If you have everything there in front of you, you definitely execute in a timely manner.
And I agree with you. That certainly is key in making sure that everything is ready at once and ready to go on the table and that the potatoes aren't cold.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chef Kenny, I like to ask my guests if they have a reading recommendation, and you came up with one that really sort of encapsulates a lot of your philosophies. If you would... talk about this book briefly. The book you suggested is Developing the Leaders Around You by John C. Maxwell.
You know, this is one of the books that I was inspired to read by one of my general managers back when I was coming up, named Scott Nasser. And this book is all about not looking at your employee as an employee, but a potential leader, and really giving you great tips on how to look deep into the side of the person and trying to understand what they're really looking for and what they're trying to achieve. Because sometimes people just need a little direction, and this book really helps really round out the management skill set to becoming an effective manager. And I feel like in the kitchen, you know, everyone's struggling artists. So I have to be able to explain and articulate that the art gallery that we're presenting is for this ownership. They want me to represent the art that I create. And it's important for them to understand all the tips and tools and tricks of how to create a great experience. But the big thing is time management, you know, understanding what type of person you are, how you're going to be able to handle certain situations. Some people can't handle stress, so it may not make sense to put them on the grill station on a night we're going to be doing 200 covers, and they're going to have 30 different steaks on the grill at one time. But they may be better starting off at prep, and it's important to be able to understand that, to be able to help develop them and giving them a plan, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year plan, and helping them understand, you know, one, this is where your skill set is at, and it's my job to dive in deep to understand what I can do to help you achieve your goals. And the first thing is actually writing down the goals you want to achieve. So this book has really been, you know, instrumental in my career. I've developed and trained a lot of different chefs because we openly communicated as to what they want to become, and I help put them in the right direction based on what I can give them at this point in time. Even to the point where after a year or 2 year period, if I feel like I've given them everything I could, I would call other colleagues in the business and industry around the country, say, hey, this person has all the core fundamentals, all the basics from garmanger all the way to pastry, and now they need to be rounded out as a manager. So yeah, they're totally ready to become an assistant manager at this point. And it's because I've been working with them, just the discipline of cleanliness, organization, basic cooking techniques. And to me, it all goes back to the classical French technique of, you know, going back to the premise of mise en place and just doing things right the first time, seasoning, you know, picking out the freshest product. And this book really rounds that out.
It sounds like an aspiring chef would be very fortunate to find him or herself in your kitchen.
Well, I don't. I mean, I think so. I think I put a lot of time into. You know, I'm very firm, but I'm very fair, and I've worked with a lot of chefs that had that same approach, and I give my all into the individual, and I look. You know, there's three gentlemen that just started with me as we opened the new property. Before we even started cooking, before we even put an apron on or a chef's jacket, we just talked about the foundation of philosophy of the kitchens, and these three gentlemen really encompass and embrace that philosophy, and they've already been promoted within our first 6 months of being open. So I look at it like, you know, it's not about me anymore. I've achieved a lot in my career, and not to say that I don't have other goals, but I totally look at the development of the employee, because if I can give to them and they give back to me, then our operation, our guests, they're going to taste that love and that passion in the food.
Okay, and that reading recommendation is Developing the Leaders Around You by John C. Maxwell. I have been visiting with Chef Kenny Gilbert, executive chef at Capella Telluride, and Chef Kenny is going to be participating in the Telluride Arts Festival that's taking place here mid-August. The dates are 14th, 15th, and 16th. And sounds like a lot is going on. So check out the website. That's TellurideFest.com. And Capella's website?
Is CapellaTelluride.com.
CapellaTelluride.com. And I think one of the best things to do to have a sense of what you're doing up there is to go and check it out, either at Onyx or Suede, or participate in one of your events at Telluride Arts Festival. That sounds terrific. Chef Kenny, thank you so much for being a guest on Travel Fun.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a great time.
Good luck with the festival.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.